This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to campaign staffers on Monday and acknowledged the quote-unquote roller coaster of the last several weeks, but expressed confidence a day after President Joe Biden dropped out of this year's presidential race.
In the next 106 days, we have work to do. We have doors to knock on. We have people to talk to. We have phone calls to make. And we have an election to win.
Harris has publicly received the backing of more than two-thirds of the Democratic delegates she needs to become her party's nominee. Voters are reacting on Monday after U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to not seek re-election upended this year's presidential campaign, VOA correspondent Scott Stearns reports.
In the Midwest state of Ohio, Democratic voter Richard Freeman says Biden would have lost to Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's a good decision. I think he didn't have a chance against Trump. Too many people were concerned about his age, which I was too.
Vice President Harris is the first choice for Washington State voter Jill Holm.
I'm rooting for Kamala. Love to see a female up there, you know, and I think Kamala's incredibly sharp.
While Biden is backing Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, that is a decision for delegates to the party's convention next month in Chicago. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday Israel will be the United States' strongest ally in the Middle East, regardless of who is elected president in November. Netanyahu made the comments before flying to Washington, where he's due to address the U.S. Congress. The visit, Netanyahu's first to his most important international ally since returning for a record sixth term as prime minister at the end of 2022. This is VOA News.